Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Hi, welcome back to the Laundry Day podcast. I'm your host Lila, and I'm here with my co-host and co-husband Jimmy.
We're here to
give you your weekly recap and pop culture and current events. What's up?
Nothing.
No?
Tired. Long weekend.
It's hard to do these on a Monday.
We should have done it yesterday. Got lazy. Long weekend.
It wasn't a long weekend. It was like a
weekend.
short weekend. Oh, busy. Yeah. We had a stupid ass party. And you know, I don't mind having parties, but like people got to know when the fuck to leave.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind some people staying.
Yeah, but like, no, everyone should leave. Like when you see people leaving, you'd be like, okay, I'm leaving. Everybody leave.
That's definitely proper etiquette. But at the same time, like depends on the type of party. And I don't mind a few people staying.
Yeah, no, a couple people saying it's fine. Like our friends, like we didn't, it wasn't our that kind of party though. We only had two friends. Everyone else were my sister's friends or family. It's like, you guys got to know when to fuck
Well, your brother stayed. I didn't mind your brother staying.
Well, he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, but like other people.
Yeah, everybody else.
So like other people, yeah. Like those extras that just like linger. Just fucking leave.
Yeah.
When you see me cleaning up, leave. Because yeah. That means I don't want to be doing this anymore. Yeah. It means I want you to leave.
Yeah, everybody's got to go.
Everyone's got to go. So that was that. Yesterday, we just slept all day. So that was a waste of a day. But here we are back at it to give you another episode. So we're going to jump right in. First on the docket. This has been bothering me now for, I would say, like 2 weeks since I found out about this. This has been bothering me and I can't help. Every time I see somebody, they want to talk about it with me. And I'm like, I can't even talk about it right now because I'm saving everything for the podcast. So here we go. I don't even know how to start this. Tampon company removes the female symbol from the packaging. So let me give you a little context on that.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
So apparently a trans activist had the letter that they shared online has been shared and gone viral, I guess. And it was he had asked in that letter to have the feminine or female Venus symbol removed from the packaging. And I guess now that's something that they're doing, expected to happen this year. And the reasoning behind it is not. Oh, hold on. I have to find the line that says it. It's like not only women have periods or not only females have periods or something like that. And like, yeah, they do. Right.
Well, this person was a transgender.
Uh-huh. Or so an activist.
If you're transgender, this is a stupid question. I guess we could look it up.
Uh-huh.
I sound ignorant right now, but if you're transgender and you're taking hormones.
Uh-huh.
No, you can't. No, you can't have a... No, it has nothing to do with it. No, you don't have periods. Right?
What do you mean?
If you're transgender, you don't... Only women have periods.
Yeah.
Biological women.
Yeah. I'm sure.
So...
But I think the argument is... So, trans, like, women... Like, a girl...
Keep talking. I'll Google it.
A girl who became a guy. Right? So,
girl,
a trans...
Yeah.
Guy... I don't know the right verbiage for that. So a trans guy could still get his period.
Right.
So like a girl that identifies as a guy could still technically get their period.
Oh, so but that's the person that's mad.
I'm guessing that's what it was. What were you thinking?
I'm a noodle. My brain is a noodle today.
Okay.
I
want to know exactly what you were thinking because what's another way?
I just wasn't thinking.
You were thinking that a guy could turn into a girl and then get
no,
his
I was
period?
Thinking the person that was mad was a transgender from man to woman.
Why?
And they were like, well, I want to be included too.
Oh,
I'm a woman
that's
now.
Even worse. That's stupider.
Right, I know. Well, yeah, right.
It's dumb either way, but hold on. So biologically, you need to have ovaries.
Correct. Correct.
Uterus, right. All that stuff yep. in order to have a period.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Who?
The guy.
Oh.
Or the girl. I don't know. What are you talking about? You can't. You still get your period no matter who you think you are.
Yeah.
No matter who you are on the outside, however you identify doesn't affect biology.
And.
Right?
And why is this, like, again, I know we've had the same theme through so many episodes, but why care so much? Like,
why?
It's a symbol on a box. You need them, right?
You're going to throw it in the trash anyway.
You need them. So just buy it and just deal with it. You're a transgender. The world's not used to it yet. Get over it.
Get over it. We sound very anti-trans, but it's not even about that. It's just anti-being stupid as fuck. Don't. You're asking for the wrong things.
It could be whatever you want. You could be trans, gay. It doesn't matter. Just stop caring so much.
Just shut the fuck up about it. You don't even have to talk about it. Now you want to be changing symbols on boxes? It's exhausting.
It really is.
It's exhausting. I don't even know.
But this must have, I don't know. Was this a big story? Because I didn't.
Huge.
Oh, yeah?
Huge. Everyone's talking about
it. So are the companies complying with it?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, good. So, okay, good. You won the battle.
Good. I mean, it's stupid. Like, I'm not buying their tampons. I haven't been buying their tampons for years, but it's just, like, I don't want to understand. And it's not even, like, not in support of what they're doing. Great, they're doing things, but I don't know. This is past inclusive, and it's really just annoying.
Yeah. It's like a vegan.
Like, what do you want to be included in?
Everything.
Like, you, by saying, like, not only women get periods is the dumbest thing you could say, because yes,
yeah, I mean, that's just a fact.
That's just a fact,
right? I don't know.
What if guys started getting periods? Oh man, you guys would be so annoying.
I feel like I do have like at least 1 week in a year where I'm, I guess you would call it PMSing.
In a year?
I mean, one.
In a year?
I'm a fucking noodle. I'm sorry.
What's
one,
happening?
1 week in a month that I'm just like. Don't,
oh yeah,
I don't want to talk.
Happen around the same time every month.
Maybe we linked cycles.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What do you feel like when you have that?
I get cramps.
Okay. All right, just moving right the fuck along. You want to take this one, Harvey Weinstein?
I mean, first of all, this was going to be my week in having the podcast.
Yeah. Well, now that's our.
We're going to set up next week where it's just going to be the James Rothman show.
Do you remember when we had this conversation last week in the car and I said, oh, you're going to have the podcast this week? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to do the whole thing. I was like, okay, do you want me to write an episode just in case? You're like, no, don't. I got this. It's my episode. I'm going to do my thing. I said, okay.
Yeah, but I told you I was.
I said, I'm going to write an episode in case because I know you're not going to fucking do it.
But I would have done it. But I said I had some stories set up and you were like, no, I'll just add it in.
Bueno.
So the one story I had, which I thought, like, I read it and I was like, Harvey Weinstein, I thought he was in jail. Like, he's not.
Is he not in jail?
Well, according to this story. So there was an event, basically like an actor's event where they bring out these actors and directors and they put on a show for them, whether it be comedians or whatever. So they had this comedian come out. I think her name, I'm looking at now, was Ann Cooper. She was, no, Kelly Bachman, I'm sorry. She was, she's a comedian. She was a rape victim a while ago. Doesn't really matter, but.
It's relevant to the story.
It's relevant to the story, yeah. So she gets on stage and she's like, how has nobody talked about the elephant in the room? The rapist in the room. And everybody boos her. I mean, should I just play it into the mic?
Well, it's like a minute long. First, how many people went on before her, do you know?
No, it doesn't say.
Cause like it seemed like the crowd was not hadn't been there a long time. Like it seemed.
Well, what do you mean?
Like it seemed like she was one of the first to go on.
Maybe. Like, I don't know. I think.
I don't know. The crowd was
basically
weak.
They told her to fuck off and they kicked her off the stage, which was like, you have like one of the most notorious serial rapists in the room. What are you talking about? And she had like her group of fans in the crowd.
In the stands. Fans in the stands
that were like cheering her on, but it was like, I mean, like even more fuck you to the people that invited him.
Who invited him? Do you know?
I guess the people that made the event, but like,
what kind of event was this that Harvey Weinstein is invited? I think
they nailed it in this article. It was a very small actors event, and it seems like they invited him to kind of get like an in with a director and be like, hey, I'm an actor. Look what I could.
Oh, so he's scouting new victims, huh?
I think they scouted him to bring him because he's
that's disgusting.
He's low on his luck and
he's
luck.
A piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of dog shit. He's not low on his luck.
So, but you know what I mean? Like nobody's looking for him right now. So it's like
they're looking for him. Jail.
Easy pickings for like an actor that's trying to make
piece
it.
Of shit.
I just thought it was gross. I thought it was an interesting story.
He's fucked gross. Up.
But I should play what her little 1 minute
set.
Yeah,
do it. Can you cut it in?
Maybe
that might be easier.
Well, let's see if this doesn't work.
Yeah. I'm a comic. And it's our job to name the elephant in the room. Do we know what that is?
Yeah,
it's a Freddy Krueger in the room, if you will. I didn't know that we have to bring our own maze and rape whistles to Actors Hour, y'all.
No!
No?
Shut up.
No? Oh, shut up. Yeah. This kills at group therapy for rape survivors. They love it. Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Yes! Woo!
Surprisingly, by no one in this room, but I've never gotten to confront those guys, so just a general fuck you to whoever I
So that was pretty much it. I thought she was super classy, like super like professional comedian. No emotion involved, like fuck.
It's kind of sounded like she was about to cry.
No,
unless that's just how she talks.
I mean, if you look at her Instagram stories while she did that, it was like, call out the rapist, laugh out loud, or whatever. Talk about my rape, LOL, or don't talk. Like,
yeah, but you hear it in her voice. She was very uncomfortable.
No, if you watch her, she sounds like that. That's just her tone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's very professional comedian. I mean, that was, but the people that invited her and the people that booed her, like, shut the fuck up.
Who booed her? That's really
some
fucked up. Like,
in the crowd.
Like, I'm
the
sorry, are you rooting
her
for Harvey Weinstein? By like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's a trash bag.
Yeah. Pretty gross.
That's disgusting.
I mean, he just deserves to just die.
Well,
I mean, if you compare him,
chop his head off.
Like, the biggest ones was like him and like Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. didn't even touch anybody, though. He just touched himself. He's just a fucking weirdo.
He's just a weirdo, but like, you kind of. You kind of had to figure that.
Like, yeah, but like,
I know if you're a woman, like, it's whatever, but like, he's a notorious weirdo.
I don't know. Like, as a woman, I could say, honestly, guys are fucking weird. And you all will know when somebody's weird. Like, you feel the creepy vibes. You just leave. You just do what you could do best in that situation.
But what he
and
would,
just leave.
Yeah,
but Harvey Weinstein is different than when Louis C.K.
Yeah,
did.
Because it was struggling you actors could, trying to get work.
Louis C.K. literally just jerked off near somebody. Like, right. She, like, just leave. Just walk away. Like, that's just a weird situation. I would just leave. Like, you just, what the fuck are you doing, guy?
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Peace.
Yep.
Harvey Weinstein, on the other hand, he took advantage of everybody.
Yep.
And he's a disgusting human being and should definitely have his head chopped off.
Yeah.
Moving on to a happier topic. It's almost Halloween. Can you believe it's almost Halloween? So that means it's basically Christmas.
Yeah, like once October and November rolls around, it's like, oh shit, all these holidays.
I'm not ready for this shit. November 1st is literally Friday. Gone. Dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, Halloween's coming up this weekend. So everyone was celebrating this past weekend. And we got a preview of celebrity costumes because I didn't see that many, but I wanted to see what your favorites were and talk about what my favorites
I don't. What
were.
Are they dressing up for? Like parties?
What?
It's not Halloween yet.
Okay, James. Yeah, like people dress up for Halloween parties. Like that's a thing.
I didn't know that.
And you celebrate. You don't only celebrate on Halloween.
Well, you only celebrate Christmas on Christmas. You only celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. So,
James.
Huh?
James.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Oh, okay.
But like, you know when Cinco de Mayo is like not on a Friday or a Saturday, like people will have Cinco de Mayo like all that week, like celebrate Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. you know, like you stupid. So
that makes me stupid.
So I'm saying everyone's celebrating Halloween early. Halloween weekend just passed.
I only saw one costume that I really liked.
Okay. Well, let me say my top three since you only have one. You didn't even properly prepare like I asked you.
I saw a bunch, but I only liked
okay.
one.
Well, I said top three, so you take from the ones you saw and then you pick the top three out of those.
All right,
but forget it. First, Demi Lovato. This isn't in no particular
order.
Demi Lovato.
That would have been two
Pennywise.
For me.
That shit was amazing.
That would have been two.
Fucking amazing. That she, so I think she might be number one for me. I don't know.
Well, you have you have to say what it is.
As Pennywise.
No, you have to say the number. Like, is it the best?
I don't know. I'm giving you my top three. I said in no particular order, but you're going to just talk over me. Nina Dobrev? The one from Vampire Diaries? Okay. You would know her if you saw her. She was dressed as Billie Eilish, and she looked so good. She looked just like her.
Okay.
I almost thought it was her. And then I got Gabrielle Union as herself from 20 years ago.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Like, exactly the same person.
That was pretty cool.
What? Crazy. She had the... I think it's... Okay, so for me, I think it's Gabrielle Union as herself, Pennywise, Demi Lovato, and then... Billie Eilish. What do you got?
This Billie Eilish.
Did you look at her?
It's got to be the worst costume I've ever seen in my life.
So good. Oh, but she looks like Billie Eilish. That's a thing.
I liked because I like...
Like realistic.
The couple idea was Justin Timberlake.
Ugh.
She was him.
I know, but she didn't look like him. She looked like a disco person. Woman. Yeah, but like she didn't... I feel like she didn't try. I felt like that was so last minute thrown together and she just didn't even... Like... No.
Okay, so it was either that or...
Pennywise?
Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle. So she wins.
She's got a big-time Audi belly button.
What?
She's got a big-time Audi.
Okay, is that... I didn't even notice.
Oh, yeah.
What, is that a problem?
Is that
a thing you look for in girls?
No.
Innies or Audis?
You don't have to look for it. It's out.
Yeah, your daughter has an Audi, too. Were you going to shame her about it? Yeah, she totally does.
Oh, I'm not shaming. I'm just stating a fact.
But by stating that fact, it kind of sounded like you were shaming her for having an Audi.
It's
you said she had, like we said, oh, how good she looks. And then you're like, she got a big time Audi.
She looks great.
Just yeah, but she got a big time Audi.
Weird when you see it. You're not used to it.
I didn't even see it.
Oh, what's that? Oh, belly button.
Like I said, your daughter has an Audi. So what is, are you good?
I'm great.
So lost. Ugh.
What?
I just looked at the next topic and it just got me angry.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah.
What?
Ugh. So Kanye actually thinks that he's God.
Oh.
Is that the thing? Like he actually thinks that he's God? We got Yeezus. We got God. Kanye is king. He's put out a gospel God album about God. What? Let's just talk about the album first. Let's talk about the album. I only tried to listen to it with you. I don't know if you actually listened to it without me at some point, but I only tried to listen to it one time in the car with you, and that shit was impossible. Close on Sunday, You're My Chick-fil-A. That's what
Sunday,
we got.
You're My Chick-fil-A.
That's what we got. That's what we got.
All right. Not a fan of the album. Like one or two songs is decent. I don't know the names of them because I just listened to it on like shuffle. But just almost like trying too hard for something that maybe he's not reaching correctly. Because when he put out the Pablo album, it was the same time that Chance put out, I think whatever Chance 3 was called, or was it just called Chance 3?
I don't know.
I always felt like that's what Kanye was trying to do. What Chance did. Which was like an album that mixed like all that choir music and was like actually made sense in the raps and was like some sing-along, dance-along type of music.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chance accomplished that. But this new album was like... And I was reading like how great it was. I don't know what the reviews are now. I was reading like the minute it came out. I was like, holy shit, this must be really good. But it's also very, I mean, it's almost nearly impossible to compare his music to his previous albums, which are so good. Graduation, Dark Twisted Fantasy is like my favorite album of all time. Top five, maybe. That album's so good. Made me cry, literally.
Damn, really?
The Red Dress song with Rick Ross in it. Yep. It's so hard to stay on that level. So if you compare him to his previous accomplishments, which is hard to do, you're like, this is shit, this is shit, this is shit.
But without trying to compare him.
If you judge it as an individual project, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I don't agree. That shit sucked. That was terrible. He thinks, who told him he could sing? Whoever told him that, don't take all that back.
Well, he sings with auto-tune, but that's like Chance.
But it's still bad. Like, you know how people sing with auto-tune and it like makes them better? Like, he just sounds like himself with auto-tune. It's not good. It's terrible. And I need people to stop telling him it's good. It's the same thing with the clothes. He's trying so hard to be different with the clothes, and the clothes don't make sense. He's got, you know, homeless chic. I don't know what is happening. I don't understand the Kanye thing. Why are people obsessed with him? Why do people feed this ego that he has? I feel like we've had so many episodes on Kanye. I would just love to have him on the podcast at this point.
It's like the Kanye complex almost. It's like if you were a fan of Kanye, then you just always have to claim Kanye.
Yeah, but like, I was a fan of Kanye at one point, but now it's like he's changed so much. He's openly talked about his mental health and his mental illnesses, and it's affected his music. And I need everybody to fucking realize that shit. It's not popping just because it's Kanye. It's not like when Gucci puts something out, everyone's like, oh my God, it's so good, it's Gucci. Like, no. Kanye's not the same. Are you okay? You're making me so nervous. Stop bouncing your fucking leg. It's the first time I've ever seen you do this, and it's driving me crazy. Are you good?
I'm great.
Okay. You look like you're about to fucking get up and jump through the ceiling right now.
Okay. Take it down a notch.
You take it down a notch.
I'm notched down.
Close on Sunday. Yo, my Chick-fil-A. I sing it better than him. He should have had Kylie on there. Horizon shine.
That would have been awesome.
Imagine she is. Is she? I wouldn't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Got anything else?
That's it for me.
That's it? You're done?
I'm done.
On your episode, you're done?
This is not my episode. Next week's my episode. We're going to have call-ins. We're going to have games. We're going to have stories.
Call-ins?
Hell yeah.
Who's calling in?
Don't worry about it. I got it handled.
What games?
Did I just say don't worry about it? You just come along for the
ride.
Don't
worry about it.
It's going to be, we might have a million downloads next week.
A million?
That's the one that's going to launch us into the stratosphere.
We already have a million downloads. Don't lie to the people. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Oh, wait, fuck. I forgot a whole part of the Kanye thing.
What?
Shit, I just scrolled down to do the outro and here it is. Did you hear that Kanye told his people working on the album to abstain from premarital sex?
Why? What?
You didn't hear this?
No.
That's how fucking crazy he is. Mental illness, but like literally insane. Because he was so controlling over the people working on his album that he wanted them to be focused and stay motivated and determined that to not have sex to distract them from working on the album, but also for religious reasons.
That's wild. I wonder how many people got married during the making.
I'm going to just get married real quick so I can fuck this bitch. Like, what?
That's wild.
How crazy is that? He really thinks he's God. Back to what I was saying earlier. He really thinks he did something.
That's crazy.
You know when like a toddler draws a picture and like they come show you and they're so excited and they're like, oh my God, look at my picture. And you're like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. That's why I feel like where everyone has done to Kanye so much that every piece of shit that he draws up is just blowing our minds when it's really just a piece. It's the same shit just crumpled up into another piece of shit.
You know what I do love though are his videos of the Sunday service. I do love those.
I don't watch them ever.
Oh, I love them.
I don't watch them ever because I can't hear what they're saying at all.
Doesn't matter. It just looks like fun.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere involved in that.
Oh, you know, I have a quick story, actually.
What's up?
So I was reading that Jared... So when Jared Leto made his... Since we were talking about the Joker last week, quick mm-hmm. Joker story.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Leto tried stopping the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix because when he made his movie, he was promised by Warner Brothers that he would get his own movie, which is separate from Todd Phillips' movie who made the Joaquin Phoenix one. So Warner Brothers really had nothing to do with it, and they couldn't stop Todd Phillips from making his movie because Todd Phillips was also part of the same agency, CAA, of Jared Leto. So they were like, well, we can't stop him just to help you out. So then Jared Leto left CAA and went to a different agent because of it. But he tried stopping the whole process because he was promised to have his own movie, which wouldn't have been nearly as good, especially if Warner Brothers was doing
Jared
it.
Jared Leto was the one in the Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that one. But he wasn't good.
It wasn't
the same kind of Joker.
No, it wasn't that. It definitely wasn't the same Joker, but he was in it for like 8 minutes.
Oh. So what? They promised him a movie for that?
Yeah.
Oh, why? That sounds stupid
know.
As fuck.
That was my quick story.
Oh, Cleo's like, come on, let's go. What y'all doing down here?
Okay, that's it for me.
That was it?
Yeah. Just a quick story.
That was stupid. All right. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week with another episode.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. That's not what I say. What do I say?
That's it. Bye.
Peace.
Oh, my God.